This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, this is our Q&A revision session, insha'Allah. And what will we be doing revision of? Of Kitab Al-Hajj, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Remember, our Q&A sessions in line of the Hanbali School of Jurisprudence, and that too, the official position of the Hanbali School, according to the Mutaakhirin scholars, insha'Allah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, the fa'idah, the benefit of these revision sessions, to ensure that we have understood the matan, we've understood the text, walhamdulillah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kitab al-Hajj. Hajj is the fifth pillar of al-Islam. With regards to Hajj, can we perform Hajj any time in the year? No. There are only certain times, the months of Hajj, Shawwal, Dhul Qa'dah, and Dhul Hijjah. And the Hajj begins on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah, and it finishes on the 13th of Dhul Hijjah. Excellent. What about Mawaqit Makaniyah? Our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stipulated certain places. You're not allowed to pass these places if you want to perform a Hajj or an Umrah, except that you have to be in the state of Ihram. What is the state of Ihram? Is it this two pieces garment that the guy wears? No, not that. Rather, it is a state. You could even be wearing your normal clothes and you would be in the state of Ihram. The state of Ihram is the intention that now you are entering the state, insha'Allah. Excellent. And so the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam stipulated these various areas. We find that with regards to Hajj, there is the Hajj which is fard, which is an obligation. And there's also Nafil Hajj. You want to perform many Nafil Hajj. Walhamdulillah, mashallah. According to the Hanbali school, Hajj is an obligation. And Umrah? Is Umrah also wajib? Yes, it is. Yes, it is also an obligation. What are some of the prohibitions in the state of Ihram? Intercourse, and that which leads up to it, foreplay, etc. Cutting off your hair, cutting your nails, putting on perfume, covering the head for the male. These are all prohibitions in the state of Ihram. Excellent. What if an individual violates the state of Ihram? Then what happens? You make Tawbah. Beyond that, is there anything due? Yes, there are penalties that are due upon the individual, and they vary based upon the prohibition, as we will discuss, insha'Allah. When do we begin our talbiyah? When you enter the state of Ihram, then you begin your talbiyah. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. With regards to the woman, and she's in the state of Ihram, does she also don these two pieces, these two plain white pieces of material garment? No, she doesn't. Her Ihram is in her normal clothing, insha'Allah. With regards to trimming of the hair, so we had Brother Ilyas, he cut off one hair. So what is due from him? The penalty is a mud of wheat or nisf saw of anything else. A mud of wheat or nisf saw of anything else. So one mud of wheat or two muds of dates, etc. Cut two hairs. Then we double it. Two muds of wheat or four muds of anything besides that. Example, dates, barley. What if we had Brother Ilyas come along and he cut off, shaved off 10 hairs? What's due from him? The normal fidya of adha is due from him. And what is that penalty? Well, number one, you need to slaughter a goat or a sheep. That's the first option you have. And then if you don't want to do that, you go to option two, which is feed 6 poor Muslims. You don't want to do that, you can go to the third option, which is fast 3 days. They are all optional, whichever one you choose, all is well. Walhamdulillah. Obviously, you need to make tawbah, you know, if you did this intentionally without an excuse. We have an individual, he went out hunting. Allahu musta'an. He killed this pigeon. According to the qada of the sahaba, what is due from this person? Similar to that which was hunted from the animals that we are allowed to slaughter, what is due from him? A sheep or a goat he needs to slaughter, inshallah. Excellent. With regards to the Hajj, and this Hajj here, هل يحل الحاج إذا طاف القدوم وسعى? Somebody wants to perform tamattu Hajj. He comes to Mecca, he does his tawaf of Umrah, then he does his sa'i. After this, he shaved his head, walhamdulillah, and he says, now I'm out of the state of ihram. Is that correct? Yes, it's correct. The one who is doing tamattu, he does an Umrah in the months of Hajj, and then he's out of ihram, everything allowed for him, and then later on when the days of Hajj enter, he will perform Hajj, inshallah. He will don the ihram one more time. How many types of Hajj are there? Three. We have tamattu, which we just discussed. Then we have qiran, where you intend Hajj and Umrah together. So your Umrah and Hajj are together, and so you will have to sacrifice this hadi animal. And then we have the third type, which is ifrad, only Hajj. No Umrah associated with it, walhamdulillah. Somebody came and he did qiran Hajj. He did qiran Hajj and he's gone back to the States, United States. He's asked, brother, have you fulfilled your Hajj of Islam and your Umrah of Islam? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. He's done both. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Excellent. What do we do on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah? The 8th of Dhul Hijjah, the Hujjaj, they go to Mina and they pray the Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, and the Fajr of the day of Arafat, which is the 9th. They do all of this here in Mina. So the day of Mina, which is the 8th, it is Sunnah to be here in Mina on the 8th of Dhul Hijjah. Excellent. What do we do on the day of Arafat? Well, on the day of Arafat, we move to the plains of Arafat and we spend the day in dua, we spend the day in reading Quran, we spend the day in worship and in ibadah. We humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Hajju Arafah. Walhamdulillah. So that was the day of Arafat. What comes after the day of Arafat? It's the day of Hajj. The 10th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Eid. And here on this day, we pelt the main Jamarat. We had obviously spent the night where? At Muzdalifah. Remember, after the day at Arafat, we then head out to Muzdalifah. And we spend the night under the stars in Muzdalifah, inshallah. And then after Salatul Fajr, or just before sunrise rather, we move towards Mina. This is the 10th. This is the day of Eid. And so we come to the main Jamarat, we pelt it. After pelting the main Jamarat, then we have our animals slaughtered. And then we shave off our hair, etc. And then we go to the Haram of Mecca. We perform our Tawaf of Hajj. And if we need to do the Sa'i of Hajj, we do the same, inshallah. Very, very busy day, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. 11th and the 12th, and if you go for the optional 13th, these are the days of Tashriq. We remain in Mina, and we pelt the Jamarat every one of those days according to the Madhab after Zawal, inshallah. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Tawaful Wada. So we had a Hajj from Japan, and he forgot to perform his Tawaf of Wada. Tawaf of Wada, your farewell Tawaf. What is the ruling with regards to it? It is wajib. And so this individual needs to offer a sacrifice, needs to slaughter an animal, because if you leave out a wajib action, you need to slaughter a goat or a sheep, inshallah. Slaughtering this sheep, it's 3 months old. Valid? Not valid. Must be minimum 6 months, and the goat minimum 1 year, inshallah. Walhamdulillah. What's the ruling with regards to udhiyah? It is sunnah muakkada. One animal suffices for the home, the father, the mother, the 3 sons and the daughter. Yes, one animal per home suffices, inshallah. More the merrier. Walhamdulillah. When does the time for slaughtering begin for udhiyah? The brother is in France and he asks this question. We say to him, brother, after your Salatul Eid, that's when your time for slaughter begins, inshallah. You have the 10th, the 11th and the 12th, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. What about Aqiqah? So, mashallah, we have a newborn baby in the home. It's a boy, Hamza. How many do we need to slaughter? Two. two sheep or two goats, insha'Allah. You could even slaughter two camels. You could slaughter two cows, walhamdulillah. And a few years later, they have a daughter by the name of Juwairiyya, masha'Allah. How many need to be slaughtered? One sheep or one goat suffices, walhamdulillah. And when do we slaughter this? On the seventh day. On the seventh day, insha'Allah. Do we count the day that the kid was born? Yes. The first day is counted as the day the kid was born, insha'Allah. Excellent, walhamdulillah. Someone slaughters for his udhiyah a cow, and the age of this cow was 1 year old. Incorrect, invalid. Cow needs to be minimum 2 years old. Camel needs to be minimum 5 years old, insha'Allah. Excellent. Somebody slaughtered a chicken and his neighbor slaughtered a rabbit for udhiyah. Valid? Not valid. Not valid. Invalid. Excellent. Someone did not make the sa'i between Safa and Marwa for his umrah or for his hajj. Is that hajj? Is that umrah valid? No, it's not valid. It's not valid. Excellent, mashallah. One of the hujjaj, the nights at Mina, he didn't spend any of the nights at Mina. He has left out something which is wajib. Left out something which is wajib. Another brother, he went for hajj and he didn't go to Muzdalifah at all. Or he was at Muzdalifah from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. and then he left. According to the madhab, he's left out a wajib and he will need to spill some blood, insha'Allah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. With regards to the following, is it valid, invalid? Sister, she's Muslima, masha'Allah, and she doesn't find a mahram to join her on the journey of Hajj. And so she passes away and she had millions in her bank account, but she had no mahram. Is there any Hajj due from her? Do we need to take out from her estate and perform the Hajj? Answer is no. Why? Because she didn't fulfill the conditions for Hajj to be an obligation upon her. She had no mahram. Walhamdulillah. Another millionaire, but he was very, very, very ill, unable to physically perform the Hajj. What's due from him? He needs to appoint somebody to perform the Hajj on his behalf, insha'Allah. Excellent. Kid, age 3 years old, and the parent takes him for Hajj, and they make the intention for him, insha'Allah. Is this Hajj here valid? Yes, it's valid. Will it be counted as his Hajj of Islam? The answer is no. Excellent. Somebody goes for Hajj and he didn't make it to Arafat. There's no Hajj. That's not a Hajj. You were not there at Arafat. Somebody else passes the Miqat and they were not in the state of Ihram. This person here, their Hajj is valid, but upon them is the dam. They need to slaughter. They need to slaughter a sheep or a goat. If they're unable to afford that, then they fast 3 days during Hajj and 7 when they return back to their country, insha'Allah. Somebody while in the state of Ihram shaved his head. As we discussed, he's got three options. Number one, slaughtering the goat or the sheep. Second option, fast 3 days. Third option, feed 6 poor Muslims. Whichever one you choose, all are fine. Walhamdulillah. This individual performs the Hajj and the Umrah, but he was not in the state of Ihram. Subhanallah, there's no Hajj, there's no Umrah. None of them are counted. Mumtaz. Another individual leaves out Tawaful Qudum. Tawaf al-Qudum. So he is making the Ifrad type of Hajj, left out Tawaf al-Qudum, or the individual making Qiran, left out Tawaf al-Qudum. What's the ruling with regards to their Hajj? It's valid. Tawaf al-Qudum, for them, it is a sunnah, insha'Allah. Mumtaz. Sumayya and Salman on Hajj, and Allahu musta'an, they fell into that major, major violation, which is intercourse, subhanAllah. What if, for example, this intercourse took place before Tahallul al-Awwal? What is Tahallul al-Awwal? The first exit from the state of Ihram. When does that occur? That occurs on the day of Eid. Once you have pelted the Jamarat, you did number one. And then after this year, you shave your head. So you do 2 out of 3 of the items. Then you are out of the first exit from the state of Ihram. And so these individuals, there was intercourse which occurred between them. At Muzdalifah, while they were sleeping at Muzdalifah, we say to them that your Hajj is fasid. You have to continue it and you must complete it. And you have to slaughter a camel, not slaughter a sheep. You have to slaughter a camel and you need to make qada next year. Major, major mushkil, and your Hajj is fasid, not valid. Then what if the same couple, So it was not before Tahallul al-Awwal, but it was before Tahallul al-Thani. It was after the first Tahallul. After the first Tahallul, then here in this case, we say to them that you have to slaughter a sheep or a goat. So when did this intercourse occurred? After he pelted the Jamarat, and then they slaughtered their animal, then they went to the hotel room to freshen up, and that's when, you know, this foreplay and intercourse took place. But it was before they made the Tawaf of Hajj. So it's before the full exit from the state of Ihram. And so what's due from them? What's due from them is that they need to spill blood. A sheep or a goat, inshallah. What if it occurred after the second exit? After the second exit. So during the nights of Mina, on the 11th or the 12th, they've already done all of the major rites of Hajj. They will say there's nothing due from them. Only ghusl is due, inshallah, because now they are in a state of janaba. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. Hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with regards to visiting Medina al-Munawwara after one's Hajj, is this one of the pillars of Hajj or wajibat, etc.? No, it's not a pillar, it's not a wajibat. It is something which is recommended bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. It is something which is mustahab, inshallah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. With regards to eating from your udhiya and distributing from your udhiya, it's recommended. Divide the meat into three parcels, one third, one third, one third, one third for yourself and your family, one third for your friends and extended family, and one third for the poor, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And according to the madhab, you have to give a certain amount, you know, out to the poor in charity, inshallah. You can't keep everything for yourself. You cannot keep everything for yourself. Allah musta'an. With regards to somebody who had come to Makkah in the month of Ramadan, and we know Ramadan Umrah is highly recommended, great reward. It's like Hajj with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this individual is there in Makkah, and he did an Umrah a few days ago, and he wants to do another Umrah. And so where does he go? How does he enter the state of Ihram? He goes to the nearest hill, meaning he goes to the nearest area outside the boundary of the Haram, and that is the most common one, Tan'im or Masjid Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. He dons his Ihram there, enters the state of Ihram there, inshallah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, with that we've covered revision of this pillar bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and this was revision of Kitab al-Hajj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas, to accept from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the opportunity to perform Hajj many, many, many times. Remember, Hajj to another Hajj is wiping away of your sins in between. Umrah to another Umrah is wiping your sins away in between. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cleanse us and grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.